I'm your host, Jeremy the Impact York, and I'm currently trying to fend off a wasp that has somehow got into our studio. It's quite entertaining if you're on this side, but of course you're not. Like I said, we are live. We're going to have so much fun tonight. That's the tip of the iceberg, me trying to fight off an imaginary wasp. So much we're going to get to here, including the, I know that my guests are not going to want to hear it, but that just crazy ending to the game the other night where just couldn't put enough points on the board to beat those Mesquite Marshals. That's okay. They needed to win. Maybe they'll feel better about themselves. But, like I said, we're live on Blog Talk Radio for Revolution Zone. I'm Jeremy the Impact York. We're brought to you today by Impact Media. And I've got two very special guests. And, in fact, they are so special, they are on the same phone line. This should be a lot of fun.
We're actually on the same phone, and we have our faces together while we talk to you right now.
Yes.
I don't doubt this at all. I would say take a picture, but I feel like somehow it may affect the phone call. So, you know, but they are both your star running backs, Jordan Brown and Darius Fudge of your Texas Revolution. Guys, how we doing?
Pretty good. Pretty good. Can't complain.
Doing great.
So where are you guys at right now?
You know me, Jeremy, I'm always at the office when I'm not on the field, so just at the office, hanging out.
I'm actually at a work event. Had to put a long day in, practice morning, 8-hour day, and we actually had a partner come in and provide me drinks and dinner, so can't complain with that. So I'll step away for a little bit to join you guys.
Hey, we definitely appreciate the time. I'm going to try not to keep you guys too long. I know I say that all the time, and then about 4 hours later, we end the show. But, you know, let's start right there. Let's start with the uncomfortable part, and we'll get past that. Jordan, I'll start with you. What was your overall take from that game against Mesquite the other night?
It was unbelievable. Fudge and I were actually sitting next to each other. We weren't even watching the game live, but we're watching them on the big screen. And as time kept ticking down, we were just wondering, just looking at each other like, this can't happen to us. This can't happen to us. And then more and more signs just started pointing to it happening. And then once it did happen, I was in complete shock. I couldn't believe it. But today at practice, we obviously talked about it, and it's in our minds. Gave us a little bit more motivation to go into the playoffs. But my overall reaction was unbelievable. And I've never been a part of a game like that before that didn't go our way. To have them throw a Hail Mary up and their receiver pick it out of the air like that, unbelievable. And then for them to do a simple play like a slant to win the game, unbelievable. You would think they'd do like a reverse or some type of trickery to get us off guard, but just a simple play like that just really took the wind out of our sails that night. But we're good. We'll be fine.
And then, Darius, what was your overall take of it?
It sucked. That's it. It just sucked. We didn't come to play like we normally do. I think we took that team for granted. And just overall, just sucked. It definitely wasn't good enough. Obviously, when you let any team stick around as competitive as this league has been all year, the records don't really matter when it comes to playing those four quarters. So it just overall didn't get it done. So it sucked.
Yeah, because that was the weird thing. Go ahead.
I'll piggyback off of what Fudge said on some radio play. I mean, it's a certain sense. I mean, when you play a team four times and we've had some pretty good success with them first three, it is hard to get up for a game when you have locked up a playoff spot, locked up home field advantage. But when you're a champion, you want to become a champion. You shouldn't let that affect you. And it's easier said than done. Don't get me wrong. I mean, I've been part of a championship team. It's hard to not take teams that aren't very good, not to take them lightly, but you still got to treat every opponent as if they're undefeated.
Yeah, exactly. And even after seeing the game and after listening to Sonny's call, even in the game, I mean, I'm sitting here looking at the stats right now, and if I told you that, let's see, Darius, you had three carries for 60 yards, including two rushing touchdowns. Jordan, you had a rushing touchdown and five carries for 36 yards. By the time you add in Kent's two runs, you guys had 10 total carries for 105 yards. I mean, that typically means a victory on its own without me even getting into the receiving stats. But when you look at the flip side, for some reason, Mesquite was playing absolutely out of their minds, and they just kept up step for step. I mean, this is going to make it more competitive next year, but, I mean, to lose to your down-the-road neighbor, that probably stings a little more, right?
Yeah, it definitely sucks to lose to someone that, like Jordan said, you played four times this year. And you want to let them know that, hey, even though we're down the street, we're not on the same level, but Saturday you wouldn't be able to tell by how we performed. So, like I said, it definitely just sucks.
But to end on a positive note, we will be okay. We came back to practice this morning, got some good work in. Honestly, I wish we were playing this weekend, but due to our hard work throughout the season, we were able to get our first round bye. But we'll be good. Don't worry, Revolution fans. Your team will be ready to go coming next Saturday night.
Absolutely. I know they're not worried, and I'm not worried, and you guys aren't worried. And it's good you can come to practice and go, you know what, that game's over. There's nothing you can do at this point to affect the way that game was played. So you just move on and you say, hey, we're in the playoffs. They're not.
Exactly.
Now, some ending stats. I don't know if you guys know your season-ending stats. Jordan, you ended up with 35 carries for 171 yards and two rushing scores. Darius, you ended up 97 carries, 373 yards, 18 touchdowns. That's combined 20 between the two of you. And, I mean, honestly, the stat that's not on here is the blocking, and I could get into the catching out of the backfield, but you guys are by far the two of the best running backs in this league. Most of the rest of the runners, when you look at the overall stats in the CIF, are all quarterbacks. So the Revolution are actually still one of those teams that loves to go back to basics and has two guys that can run the ball like you guys. What is it, you know, what do those numbers mean to you guys, and or do they mean anything at all?
They just mean that, you know, we go out there and do our jobs, basically. We go out there and make plays with the opportunities that we get. If you look at last year, we may have had a lot more rushing attempts. But thanks to Kent's stellar season and, you know, him, you know, having such a great relationship with the receiving core, we've just been able to take advantage of the opportunities that we have. And, I mean, that's all that is. We just make plays when we can. And, like you said, they don't keep a stat for blocking, or they don't keep a stat for just the fact of me and Jordan being in the game, how that affects the defense as far as – I like to think the fact that me and him are on a team is making the receivers and Kent better, because now they have to worry about the run and the pass. So that's my take on it. I don't play defense, and I don't know what they're thinking over there. But I think, you know, that's the reason why Kent is playing so well this year.
Jordan, what do those numbers mean to you?
First of all, I want to point out there was a little bit of a blip in those stats. Okay, I know I had a couple more touchdowns, but I'm not going to complain. But
I do agree with you on that. You did have more than that. Just that's all for some reason they're giving you credit for right now, which is weird because I could have swore you had more than that.
It's okay. The film don't lie. The film don't lie. But to be honest, I mean, ever since I started my football career when I was 6 years old, numbers never really mattered to me. Of course, like you want to individually do your absolute best, but team success. I mean, we got so far last year, and to lose that way. I mean, our number one goal this year was to get back to the championship, and we've done an excellent job. We set ourselves up very well to get back to that point, and then to finish off the job. I'm happy that I was able to be an intricate part into this team and to be able to play a nice role in helping Fudge do what he does. I mean, I look at myself as a spellback. I understand my role. I come in, he comes after he tears the defense up, and I come in, I provide a different aspect of the position that he does. And I remember him saying something to me in the Mystique game after I scored my second touchdown. He said, "Man," he said, "I'm proud of you, and you've learned so much, and we're a great tandem." He provides, I mean, I don't know, I'm sure everybody saw it, and he's going to broadcast it all around the world. But that long running that Fudge had was amazing. His ability to just break tackles and get in his open stride and break away from everybody. You know, when he gets in the end zone, it's a party. But I had to figure out a way to feed off that. And I was able to, it may not have been the longest touchdown, but to be able to get around the corner and stiff arm a guy, get in the end zone, I felt like him. And I mean, I look up to him a lot. So those numbers don't mean nothing. I really try to, my best to outshine him. Well, he be trying to outshine me, which helps us get better and at the end of the day, make the whole team better.
Absolutely. And you guys, like I said, it's not just a biasness or nothing like that, because anybody can see you guys are by far the best 1-2 tandem in the backfield in any indoor environment on any level. So, you know, I just want to commend the efforts of both of you guys just in having a stellar season the way you have. And ultimately, you know, besides the crazy loss there at the end and the one earlier in the season, I think you guys are still the best team here.
Oh, yeah. By far.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, we're not letting the – I mean, don't get me wrong. Even though I said it's good to have their loss, you know, it is good sometimes to get a wake-up call because, you know, a lot of times you have – I think we went on maybe a 6 or 7-game win streak. So whenever you have that kind of success, sometimes you get humble. You know, definitely I want to lose, but, you know, throughout the game you can see adversity that we really haven't faced throughout the year, because most of the games we've been on the winning side for a large part of the game, if not the whole game. So it's good to kind of find out what you have going into the playoffs and correct all those small issues. But definitely still the best team in this league, probably indoor any league. So we're still confident there, but we obviously have some things we need to work on, and we'll get it fixed and corrected this week.
Absolutely. And, of course, we're on with Revolution running backs Jordan Brown and Darius Fudge. As I'm getting attacked by the Wasp again here. Man, that's a good thing we're not playing against any Wasp, because I am not doing well against this thing. But when I told the fans I was going to get you guys on in the last couple of weeks, they sent in some things, some ideas. They actually sent in some pretty good ideas. Now, we all know, like I said, we just read off the stats, and we all know that that you guys play in tandem together, but we're going to get into a little game I invented here in a few minutes. But up until that point, we're going to – they want to know which one of you guys is the best at certain things they sent in. So we're going to start off with – yeah, this could get good. This could get good. For one, I just killed the Wasp. So that is Mother Nature 0. Yeah, exactly. I hit that thing like DeMario Dixon does a quarterback. It never sort of changed. But like I said, I'll mention the thing they want to know, which one of you guys are better at, and I'll let you guys either debate it or agree. Because a couple of these, when I've had you guys on separately, you've mentioned that one does it better than the other. So, like, obviously, we'll start with the first one. They want to know, fashion-wise, who dresses the best between the two of you guys?
Buzz, go ahead.
You want to take that one, George?
Well, I personally think I do, but I want to give my man credit. He has gotten better since I met him. His wardrobe has expanded, okay, so I do give him that, but I still take the cake on that.
Hey, and you know what? I gracefully bow down in that department, and I have, first of all, I get the job done, you know, when it comes to fashion, all right? I just can't keep up with all the different changes. I have my own style, and it works for me. But as far as just being up to date and, you know, in the now, yeah, George definitely wins that one. Not slim margin.
It's funny because it's true.
Yep, Homer's dead on there. It's funny because it is true. Yeah, Darius, actually, last time I had you on, you said that you give the edge to Jordan because he's a better dresser than you are by far. But hey, if it's rubbing off a little bit on you, then you know I guess you can teach a seasoned dog, because you ain't old, because you're younger than me.
Yeah.
You can teach a seasoned dog new tricks.
Yeah, I'm catching up.
The kid still got it, as we always say.
The next one they want to know, who is the better gamer?
Oh, man, yes. All right, here we go. Well, if you don't mind, Jordan, I would like to take over here. I am definitely the better gamer. And I actually got a scenario that Jordan may remember. I think it was last fall or last summer. We were playing the Mortal Kombat X.
Uh-huh.
And we played maybe best out of 10 or something like that. And I think I beat him like 10 out of 10. So that confirms that I'm the better gamer of the two.
Jordan, would you attest to that?
He did beat me 10 out of 10. I would graciously bow down. All right. But we play two different types of games. He plays a little bit more fighting, Madden games. I play a little bit more strategic, survival, open world type games. So I do graciously bow down to him, but there is a small variable in that case.
Yeah, he likes to play games where he can't lose. I like to play games where it's competitive.
You can lose. I just like playing games. You got to figure out how to get around something.
I think we'll give that a 60-40 nod to Darius then.
No, he can take he can take that 100%.
Okay.
Zero.
Yeah, 100.
Yeah, give him 100.
Okay. Like I said, this is going to be so much fun. And we haven't even got to the thing I come up with, so. But I just want to give the A plus applaud for effort to the fans, because these are some good ones. The next one, they want to know, who's the better driver?
That's a good one.
Okay. That is a good one. All right, can I start? Because I know he's going to disagree.
Go ahead.
All right, so in his mind, Jordan is the better driver because he is the biggest NASCAR fan I ever met. But in all reality, and when it comes to getting behind the wheel, I have to think that I'm a better driver just because we both have driven my Camaro, and I feel like I drive it a lot better and a lot faster with more control and skill. So, I mean, that's my take on it, but I'm pretty sure he'll have a rebuttal for that. But, yeah.
Jordan, you have the floor.
So, I don't know why I keep telling him that every little situation I get behind the wheel furthermore tells me I need to be a race car driver. All the time. The Indy cars will be here on Saturday at Texas Motor Speedway. I will be in attendance. I was born to go fast. I don't know why. anytime I get a chance to drive his car, I take it. Now, I do give him credit. We were driving to Mesquite the third time we were going to play him, or the second time we played him at their place. It was the first time when we played him in Mesquite. And he was telling me, you got to drive with the attack mindset. So I took that mindset and take it back to my Jeep that only goes 100 miles an hour and try to drive a basis like him in a Camaro that goes up to about 180. So you can take that and think about it and then try to see. And I trust what I tell you. I keep up with him until he puts on probably about fourth gear and then he goes. And I'm like, okay, there ain't no point. All right, my car's going to stall out. So, but at the end of the day, I mean, I think that should be a tie. I'm not gonna give him the satisfaction. I think I'm a better driver.
Yeah, we'll go with a push there because, it's hard to argue. I know since Jordan's a big Indy fan that he probably is the better stunt driver. Darius may have the nicer car, but he'll probably get us there safe. So, you know what? Depending on what we're doing, whether we're robbing a bank, which, kids, we don't do that, but in case we were robbing a bank, we know who the wheel man would be, and in case we want to get there safely or elude the cops and look less guilty, we know who else should be driving. So, we'll leave that as a split then. Let's see. Next fan wants to know, who is the better practical joker or joke teller between the two of you?
Fudge. Hands down. I don't even want to know. He got that. Okay.
Darius, do you have a joke you could tell at church, as I like to call it, clean enough to be on live radio?
Do I have a joke that I can? I don't know. I'm not really good at just telling jokes. I'm really good at telling stories. And just making them funny. I'm the guy who does that. Every practice, I'm able to relive a story for everybody and just, you know, make it pretty funny. And I already knew I would win that, you know, hands down.
He told me one story, and to make a long story short, he told me one story about a random guy he had to count for. He went from the situation when the guy came down there to have a conversation with him, and he ended up counseling him and becoming friends with the guy. But the way he told it, I was at work, and I have never cried, and my insides have never hurt so much from laughing than that day. And he knows what story I'm talking about.
I know exactly what story you're talking about. I have mastered the art of storytelling and making it quite hilarious. So I'll take the cake on that one. Yeah, that's definitely me.
All right, well, we'll give you the one on that one. In case you guys do want one, you can tell anybody. The best one I usually do, I actually told this in a Catholic church to a deacon and a priest. So if you can get away with it there, you can get away with it anywhere. And it's there's a knock on the door. A lady goes to answer it, looks around everywhere, doesn't see anything. So she goes back and sits down to what she's doing. She hears another knock on the door. She goes back, she looks again, sits back down. Hears it a third time. Finally, she's so frustrated, she opens the door, doesn't see anything there. She looks down, sees a snail, and in anger just takes it and throws it across the yard, just all mad. About three days later, she hears another knock on the door. When she opens it, the same snail sitting there and looks up and goes, hey, what was that all about? A little delayed reaction. I appreciate you got a better one?
One of my coworkers told me this joke, and I kind of changed it up. It said, okay. What did the casket say to the other casket?
What's that?
I changed it to, you want to see a dead body? He changed it to, who's coughing?
I get it. That was corny, but I get it.
Corny jokes, man. You get them laughing.
Exactly. Yeah, that was pretty PG-13.
Exactly.
We are on the air. Okay.
Yeah,
yeah, at least one of our mothers is listening right now, so we gotta keep it clean,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And if nothing else, John Navarez is, so you know, we really gotta make sure our shoes are tied here.
Yeah.
Even though he's probably laughing right along with us. Just a couple more of these, and then we'll get into the little fun game I come up with. At least I hope it's as fun as this has been. The next fan wants to know, who is the best at picking a post-game hangout? We won't get into you know, we won't get into some of the places you guys may or may not go because we're not going to incriminate anybody. But you know, who's the better at picking out the places you guys hang out post game?
I am a creature of habit, so I kind of go to the same places I've been going since I moved to Dallas. Jordan is a lot more adventurous and probably a little bit more into what's going on in and around Dallas. So I think that when you're looking for variety, then he definitely picks the better spot.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah,
that's
he definitely
picks it. Now, don't get me wrong, I like going to the places that he goes to. But I think this was a clear, like, this is probably the one question that's a true tie. So his places I go to, the places I go to, he'll come to when I invite him out with me all the time. And I think, this is a clear tie.
All right. Fair enough. And I'm going to try to throw it out in bro code, hopefully where only certain people figure out what I'm talking about. Are you guys fans of the local ballet?
Yes, we actually went to the ballet on Friday. And
yeah.
I also think we went on Saturday as well.
We bought the 2-day pass.
Hey, you know, you got to save money, right?
Yeah.
Exactly. See, that's why I went bro code on that one. It's for anybody in the know, you know exactly what I'm talking about. And hey, if you need more culture in your life and you are at least 18, or if you want to drink 21, the ballet is a great place to go. So I'm told, because I've actually never stepped foot in one, but I've known people that were performers. We'll stop there.
You should definitely check it out.
Before we incriminate anybody else, one last one. The fans want to know, of the two of you guys, which one would be the better quarterback?
Oh, God. Where did you get that from? Because that might start a 2-hour discussion.
Yes,
I'm trying to make eye contact with the people on the other side of the booth. Was it a front office guy? No. It what? No, they said it was an actual fan. They said, you guys aren't being set up. I was like, okay, I just want to clear that. Just want to make sure.
All right.
That sounds like a loaded question from the front office, so I had to check.
Yeah, that was. But if you don't mind, Jordan, I'd like to take the lead.
Go ahead.
All right. So we're going to just go basically off of measurables and looking for a quarterback. I think I win that hands down, as I am a little bit taller than Jordan, and as you know, you need to be a little bit taller to play the quarterback position. Also, my arm is a little bit stronger than Jordan's. As you know, you need a stronger arm to play quarterback. So, when it comes to just basic measurables, I'm definitely a better quarterback. And also, when it comes to just straight facts, or rather stats, I have thrown several touchdowns, as you guys know, who've been following the season. Actually, I'm really the backup quarterback. I just let T1 Dewberry go in from time to time. But, you know, we kind of saving that, you know. I'm letting him get his feet wet until I'm able to take over the reins from Kent. But don't tell anybody. That's a little secret. However you want to look at it, I just gave you the facts, and I actually would like for you, Jeremy, to make the judge of who's a better quarterback, or you think would be the better quarterback, after you hear Jordan's reasoning of why he thinks he should be.
All right, Jordan, you have the floor.
I've had my ups and downs with the quarterback position. It started off very well, and then I moved to running back, and just the ability to play the position kind of faded a little bit. But once you learn a trick, you never really lose it. I've never had the opportunity to throw the ball as many times as he did. Now, I had one chance this year, but I felt like the throw wasn't there. So my decision-making is on point. And you need a quarterback that's going to make good decisions and not take risk or a lot of risk to get you down the field and lead you to a championship. So that's one reason why I think I'm a better choice. Two, my ability to get away. Scramble, okay? If Darius recalls, we played a little pickup game in practice, and he got sacked many times. But we're not going to bring that up, okay? Now, as far as the stronger arm, I don't really get a chance to warm up this wet noodle. But if I did, y'all would be pleasantly surprised. And I'll leave it at that.
Wow. I could shoot down all four of those points and give you examples of people that, like Darius, you say that it helps if you're taller, and yeah, it does, but then I could point to Doug Flutie, Russell Wilson, Drew Brees, those kinds of guys, but they kind of defy everything. You talk about a stronger arm, I could point to Tim Tebow and Rex Grossman, who actually won a Super Bowl, I think, or he almost did. But, unfortunately, if we have to base it on stats, then Darius would have to win it because he's the only one with any official stats this year as far as throwing.
That's fine.
Thank you.
That's fine.
Which goes into my decision-making.
Which, technically, you actually have a perfect passer rating, I believe, because you are 2 for 2.
Oh, my God. Oh, tell him. Tell him. Preach it. Preach it.
2 for 2 for 2 touchdowns and a total of 8. You have a total of 8 yards total, which, in all honesty, is 8 yards more than I got, but it's also 8 more than Jordan got. So, unfortunately, Jordan, I have to the unintentional shot there. Unfortunately, I have to base it off the stats because, you know, I haven't seen both of you live throw it. That would be the way I would do it. Because if you looked at a lot of my friends, you think I would be the last quarterback, but I'm actually the more athletic of my friends. And if I'm not your quarterback, I need to be your number one target because if not, you're not going to win. But no, you know what? We're going to if Victor Mann stays on as the coach, maybe we can get him on the next couple of weeks and we can get in his ear about maybe next season if both of you guys stick around. I'm not going to give any spoilers out one way or the other. Never know what's going to happen. But maybe do a double back set where there's a potential for 3 people to throw the football next year.
We'll see. We will see. That is that's a set that I feel like you gotta practice throughout the whole year, training camp. So it's not something you just put in.
But exactly.
We'll see.
But that ended up being a lot of fun, man. The fans, you guys really do have some of the best fans that the Revolution do in general, just because that was all based off stuff they sent in. So I just hope mine's half as much fun. But I don't know if you guys read the write-up of when the show, when we put it out on social media, but the thing we're going to call here, we didn't have time to do a theme song, which I really am disappointed by, but we're going to call it Know Your Bro. Basically, I have 4 questions here, and I'll ask one of you what the answer is about the other. It's just general knowledge stuff I've asked you guys on the show, but it's stuff, I mean, as much you guys hang out, I would hope you guys know some of this stuff. So,
go here.
Darius, we'll start with you. What college did Jordan attend?
That's an easy one. That's a layup. Thanks for the layup. He went to Bryant University.
See, there you go. Some of these could be easy. Maybe they're not. Who knows? But we'll go to you, Jordan. What college did Darius attend?
The Western Carolina University.
See, it's good that you guys know these. I'm either going to make you guys look like real geniuses for knowing each other well, or this is going to backfire and blow up on me, and it's going to be funny anyway. Jordan, we'll put the next one to you. And, yeah, there's some leeway on this one. What is Darius's hometown?
College Park.
Woo-hoo.
Atlanta.
There you go.
I was about to say, technically it's the Atlanta Metro. It's technically Atlanta College Park. I'm going to give him that one because he said both. And technically your hometown is Atlanta, but you did move to College Park, right?
Yeah, that's right.
See? Darius, what is...
You asking the same question to him. God.
Yeah. What is Jordan's hometown?
Technically, Jordan got like three hometowns.
Very true.
Actually, you know what? I'm a really good friend. Jordan was born in Indianapolis. Then he moved to I don't even know what part of Connecticut. But it's Connecticut. It's not that big, so it's Connecticut. All right. And I think he also stayed in Philadelphia for some time too.
Yeah.
So three different. He got three different hometowns. So
look at that.
Indianapolis, Connecticut, Philadelphia.
Absolutely. And I guess there was a little bit of a clue on that one earlier when we talked about how much of a Indy race fan he is. He likes the Indy.
That's why I learned about it, because he talked about that crap so much, so he had to be from somewhere close by.
Hey, you forget, Texas is still in the South there, so you can't talk bad about NASCAR or Indy racing because the natives might get restless.
Yeah, I know. I didn't mean it. I love NASCAR.
Let's see. Who are we up to? Darius. It's going to be really easy. Actually, no. Yeah. Who is Jordan's favorite NFL team?
Let me think. Technically
they are still classified as a team, even though they don't really haven't performed that well recently.
Oh, that hurts. But he is. You know what? You can ask anybody on the team this because he occasionally wears their colors or some of their gear to practice. Matter of fact, it's kind of like weekly. I think it might be a tradition, but Philadelphia Eagles.
Yep, absolutely. And, I could also take tons of shots at your team here in a minute too, Darius. But, Jordan, what is Darius' NFL team?
I bet you get it wrong.
So, just a quick story before I say the Atlanta Falcons. Bud is probably one of the most fair-weather fans I have ever met. Okay. When the Cardinals came down here a couple years ago and beat the Dallas Cowboys, he was a Cardinals fan. When the Atlanta Falcons came down here and beat them, he was an Atlanta Falcons fan. When the Eagles came down here and beat them, he was an Eagles fan. When the Cowboys beat the Eagles week two last year, he was a Cowboys fan. So, I mean, he's a toss-up, but at the end of the day, he does rep. And I always play with him about it. Julio, he is an Atlanta Falcons fan, all right?
Yep,
All about the dirty birds.
Before we get to the last two rounds here, as you guys are knocking this out of the park, as I figured you were, I made it pretty easy. You know, maybe if we play this down the road, I'll make it a little harder. But between the two of you, do you think the Falcons or the Eagles are going to win more games this year?
The Eagles, by far, I'm just saying. And they play each other in Atlanta, so we will be at that game. So we can comment on that later. But
go ahead, Falcons going 16-0. I'm calling it here.
Oh my God. My producer is saying that whatever Kool-Aid you're drinking, he would like you to send us some because he's not. It must be some good stuff. Do they actually play each other this year? I need to pull that up.
Yeah. Yes, they do.
See, that is on. When is that? That is. Oh, they play in Philadelphia.
Oh, in Philly. Oh, even better.
That's November 13th. That's week 10. 1 o'clock start. Falcons at Philadelphia. I was about to say, I looked at the home games the other day because I was going to try to make a couple, and I didn't feel like they had played them. Hey, that'd be a fun trip. You go up to Philly. Jordan can show you around Darius and show you some of the places he used to burn up the Pee Wee Fields. And
It would be a good trip. I would love that.
Exactly. I think, Jordan, more to you. What is Darius's college degree in?
That's a good question. I don't know if he's ever told me this, but I want to say accounting.
I was about to say, you are an avid listener of the show, so hopefully you've heard the episodes he's on.
No, yeah, I have. His profession, I would hope, would say he's an accountant, but he's a really good person when it has to come to do with numbers, and has to do with managing your money. I do ask him some questions from time to time about that.
He is very knowledgeable.
Wrong. You're not my friend no
really?
More, you.
Wow.
He's close.
My second guess was going to be communication, because you're really good with talking with people, but maybe
just
that's
talk too much. That's the thing, I talk too much.
I mean, technically it's finance, this kind of finance and accounting, is it? I mean, that's close there, Darius,
okay.
Is it not?
It's all in the same school of business, but he still got it wrong, Jeremy. Don't try to take him. I would like to take the win right here by getting this question correct.
Okay. Well, all right. Well, what was Jordan's degree in?
I'm like 90% sure. I don't even know if he told me, but I do listen to the show. And I believe, I'm second guessing myself, too much pressure. I believe he has a bachelor's in marketing. Correct.
Technically, isn't it business management and marketing?
No, it's a bachelor's of science in marketing.
Okay.
So he's right. He's right.
All right. Give me my prize, man.
Well, we got one more round left because just in case it was a tiebreaker, I won the fifth round, and I gave him half credit on that one, so there's still a chance he could win this. Darius, we'll start with you. When I've had you both on this year, I asked you the question about if you won the lottery and what you would do with the money after helping family, friends, that kind of stuff. What did Jordan say he would do with it?
He said that he would buy me a $10 million home and then probably split the money with me. And that's it. And then do whatever you want with the rest of it. But
Jordan,
split the money with me and give me a big house. That's not right. Was that the wrong show?
Yeah, I think that was a different show. That was my dream show. That comes on Sunday evenings on Blog Talk Radio. It's all about dreams. Yeah, I think that. No, Jordan, what did you actually say your answer was? I know what it was, but I'll let you say it.
I believe I said I would, of course, buy my family out, buy a new car. I believe I said an engagement ring, I believe. And then obviously save the rest of it.
Actually, you said you'd buy an Indy car. Did you say you were gonna buy somebody possibly female hardware? Is that what you just said?
No, he didn't say that.
Yeah.
He didn't say that.
Yeah. Of course.
I don't have a breaking news button on here, but I don't know. If certain people are listening, you might want to watch that one.
Exactly. You got it.
Yeah, I do got to be careful, but the kids still got it. So I'm good.
Well, so far, going into the last part of the question here, Jordan, let me just recap that Darius currently has 4 points, as he's gotten 4 of the 5, and you currently have 3.5. So if you get this, you have the half-point win. So when I asked Darius earlier this season what he would do after if he won the lottery after paying off or after, you know, buying stuff for friends and family, what would he spend a big chunk of money on?
I think he said traveling.
Can you be a little more specific? What kind of travel was it?
Traveling across, I think he said traveling across the world, visiting different places, maybe a cruise here, I don't think he hikes. I don't think he would go on a hiking trip. But definitely traveling across the world, visiting different places.
Darius, do you remember what you said?
Yeah, if I'm not mistaken, it was the world cruise I wanted to do.
Yep.
I did say cruise.
He said travel the world, maybe a cruise or something like that. So, I mean, I think he pulled out the sneak from behind
the
victory
underdog.
No, I think that's like a half a point. I think that's a half a point.
To be fair, he said travel the world and said possibly on a cruise. So, I mean, that's kind of world cruise, is it not?
Nah, man, that's half a point. You didn't say world cruise. I said I wanted to specifically do the world cruise. I looked it up. It's about $70,000 to $100,000. I wanted to do that, though.
Well, for the sake of entertainment, I'll give you the half point, and we'll leave it as a tie so that we can continue this another time.
All right, fair enough.
Jordan, are you good with that?
Yeah, I'm good with that, man.
Well, of course, you guys have the bye this week, and you guys will play the winner of Amarillo and the Dodge City Law. Is there one or the other you guys would rather play, or does it even matter?
No, at this point, or even at the beginning of the season, it never really mattered who we played against. We know that we have the better team. We just have to show it. So whoever we play against, we definitely feel like we'll come out on the winning side. So no disrespect to any other team in this league, but we just know that we have the best team.
Jordan, do you have a preference?
Nah, it doesn't matter to me. I know, just to piggyback on what Fred said, I think we are the best team out of every matchup, and I think we will be more than A-okay on Saturday night.
Absolutely. You guys enjoy the week off. Enjoy the ballet. Make sure to keep the economy stimulated and keep your nose clean and everything like that. I don't have to tell you guys to keep your nose clean. You guys are good about that. But it's been a real blast having both of you on like this. I'm gonna have to pair up some more of your teammates and do this kind of stuff. I think we're on to something here. This was fun. I don't know if you guys had as much fun as I did, but
no, I did.
We always like to have fun here on the show, but you know, I'm gonna let you guys back to your evening. I know you guys have got some other stuff going on, especially since you're off this week, and you know, keep practicing hard, and we look forward to. You know, we're only two victories away from righting the wrong that was last season.
Yeah, definitely.
But like I said, thanks, Jordan, and thanks, Darius, for being on. And
thanks,
we'll definitely have you guys on possibly even the other shows throughout the summer and into the fall. We'll talk some NFL, some other stuff, just catch up with you guys. And we'll see you guys on later down the road.
Yeah,
sounds
thanks.
Good. Thank you.
Go Falcons.
Go Eagles.
And that was Jordan Brown and Darius Fudge, obviously Falcons and Eagles fans, and I can't blame them. They're both good quality teams and organizations. Of course, they're not as good as my Cowboys or my Patriots, and now that they can't chime in, I can say things like that. But it was fun having them on like that. Especially getting them to talk about different things they knew about each other, compare things. You guys' fan submissions to that segment were absolutely just amazing. So I appreciate that. Of course, like I said, we talked about the loss, 75-74. Marshals over the Revolution on Saturday. Good for the Marshals. They needed some kind of positive momentum going into the offseason. They're going to be a good team in the next couple years. They're just starting out. They got to start somewhere. I hated that they beat us for it, but I'm glad they finished with two wins this season. There was three different teams, Salina, the San Angelo Bandits, and Mesquite, who all finished with two wins. Good for them. Your Texas Revolution finished 10-2. So did the Wichita Force, so that will be pretty entertaining if both of them make the final. This weekend, like I said, Amarillo and Dodge City are going to play each other on Saturday at 7 Central. and the Sioux City Bandits and Bloomington Edge. Good for the Bloomington Edge. But they're going to play each other at the same time on Saturday as well. You know, Bloomington just got added this year to this league, and they're in the playoffs. They were almost left for dead a couple weeks ago and went on a tear. So, you know, good for them. The Revolution have the week off. They will play the winner at home. They will play Amarillo or Dodge City and Bloomington and Sioux City. The winner of that will play Wichita in Wichita. That should be fun. But that's going to do it for us this week. We will let you know in the next couple days what we got planned for next week. Maybe we'll try to get on a couple more guys and do some comparisons and play a little more Know Your Bro. But I'm Jeremy the Impact York. Thanks for joining us on Revolution Zone. We're presented today by Impact Media, and thanks to Blog Talk Radio. Cannons up. Enjoy your week off. We'll see you guys next Tuesday. Scribbled on your sign, headline, New York Times, standing on the edge of a revolution. Hey, hey, just obey your secret safe with the NSA. And God we trust, or the CIA, standing on the edge of a revolution.
Was that not clear without the bam? Yeah, okay. Bam!